Hello everyone, and finishing off over here very excitingly, Chelek Aleph Mishnah Berurah. We are in the bottom of page 301, starting 302. Also, Simon Kuf Chav Zayin, the last Simon over here, finishing off the Chazars Hashas of Shimon Esrei. Starting Chelek Beis, you already start Birkas Kohanim. Okay, Birkas Kohanim is also connected to Chazars Hashas, but this is the end over here for us for Chazars Hashas. Din Modim Dirabon. Simon Kuf Chav Zayin. When the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, Shochini Moa Tzibur, the Tzibur goes out and bows with the Tzibur. We saw earlier on that it's, even if you're Milosh Vanessa, you should try and get to a point where you could also bow so it doesn't look like you're a kofer, and that everyone else is bowing and you're not bowing. But you should not be Shocha Yoser Midai. Just to understand, what does it mean not to be Shocha Yoser Midai? Half bow? No, so the Mishnah Berurah understands at least. The Mishnah Berurah, we'll see the Bach disagrees. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sikon beis yotzei perush yishcha kedin shar shchios." It means to bow exactly like we said earlier. Earlier on, we were talking about in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. We were talking about how to bow. We said you're not supposed to bow the whole way down until you are like a 90 degrees, right? You're supposed to be up bent a little bit. So over here, it says the Mishnah Berurah, it's the same thing. The Bach says, means over here, no, it's a lesser of a bow for whatever reason. You're supposed to only bow your head. However, says the Mishnah Berurah of the Farish, Va'olam lo nagu kein, which we'll use that lesson a couple times in our simon over here. Va'olam nagu, that's not the meaning. The meaning is to bow like any other bow for Modim Derabanan as it is. We'll soon see that maybe it's not exactly the same bow for the length of time. You say, this is brought in the Gemara. The Gemara in Masechus Brachos brings out many, many different nusachs of the Amoraim of what to say. And this is the final nusach that the Gemara comes out with, the nusach that we have for Arab. Modim Dirabanan. Why in the world do we say, why the rest of Shmoneh Esrei were Yotzei through the Tzibur? All of a sudden over here, Modim Dirabanan, we have to say the Tzibur actually has to say, why are we not Yotzei with the Chazar, with the Shliach Tzibur, like the rest of Chazar is the Shas? So I'm sure you heard this from the Rosh Yeshiva many times, according to the famous Shita of the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham says that he can be Yotzei all of Chazar is the Shas through the Shliach Tzibur. However, when it comes to Akaris HaTov, when it comes to Modim, Akaris HaTov can only be done fun through oneself. You can't do a karzatov through an agent. It can only be done with oneself, and therefore dafka by modim, or be modim to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to do modim derabban. We have to do modim tarsas. Okay, why is it called modim derabban? Because it's a mishkabab of a lot of shitas of the rabban in the Gemara. That's one reason why we call it modim derabban. Okay, v'chotim, and over here we chotim baruch kel haodos below askaras Hashem. We end off baruch kel haodos below askaras Hashem. Is anywhere, nowhere, we have another similar bracha like this, that we end off below Askar Hashem Baruch, like this? Roshus Marina Rabbeinu Harav Shlita. The answer to that question, it's very similar to another bracha we have, Bori Nefashos, that we end off saying Baruch Chayol. I mean, they actually go hand in hand together, and the same Shiloh we have to ask about, I just spoke to the Kol a couple weeks ago, we talked about the bracha of Bori Nefashos, and the Shiloh is, what is this Chatima of Baruch Kelo Dos over here and Baruch Chelo and Bari Nefashos? Because since we don't see this other bracha, why don't we just say Baruch Ata Hashem? Why don't we end off like a long nusach of all other brachos? Like Alamichya, we start Baruch and we end with Baruch. Any long nusach of bracha, we start with Baruch and end with Baruch. Why does we end with Baruch but without Shem Hashem? It's not real bracha at the end. So there's two ways of understanding. Either one could say that this is really the Ikar Nusach over here for whatever reason. Chazar Mataki just to say, Baruch Chei Olamim, or Baruch Kel Odos at the end of the Bracha. Or perhaps one could understand this based on the fact that the Yerushalmi tells us that Ayinach and Ami, that both Modim Darabon and Bari Nefashos ends with Shem Hashem also. Baruch Ata Hashem Kel Odos. And Baruch Ata Hashem Chei Olamim. It's supposed to end with Shem Hashem, just like all other brachos. That's the sheet of the Yerushalmi, and that's the psak of the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down over here in Sikat and Dal. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sikat and Dal, blows Kar Hashem, Vidasa Gra, Lomar Baruch Ata Hashem Kel Odos. You say it with the Shem Hashem, but once again, the Mishnah Berurah says, Va'olam lo nagu kein. The minig is not to do this. Very, very interesting. The Darkei Moshe over here in our simon, the Rambam himself in his Darkei Moshe, his parish on the tour, he writes that is the minig actually to say it with Shem Hashem. Okay, so the dark bunch of the yam, but he's not passing like this. He does not bring it down over here in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah clearly says the Olam is no Nagu Kain. But based on this, Yerushalayim can understand, if you look in the Rishonim, many Rishonim seem to say this, the reason why we end off Baruch Hei Olamim and Baruch Kelo Da'os over here, by Motim Derabanan, is not because it really was the original Nusach, according to the Bible. According to the Bible, in Echanami, there will be no Siyam. There will be no Siyam. But the Rishonim say, finish off Baruch Hei Olamim, Baruch Kelo Da'os over here, to be machmer for the Yerushalmi. Since the Yerushalmi says to me, mamish do a bracha, so we do like a quasi bracha, even though it's not that Shem Hashem, therefore it's not a real bracha, but it's a quasi bracha over here, and therefore we, to be machmer for the Yerushalmi, we end up saying Baruch Hei Olamim and Baruch Kelo Da'os by Bar Nefashas and over here by Modim Derabanan to be machmer for the Yerushalmi. Okay, that's a little bit of understanding over here, but the minhag is not to end off with Shem Hashem over here. Says the Ramah. So now, going back to us, we said over here, the Mechaber says, V'choten Baruch Kelo Da'os, B'lo Azkar Sashem. Then he says, V'yesh Misha Omer, Shetzarech Lishchos Gam B'sof, V'tom Lachosh B'Ledvarov. Okay? There are those who say that one is supposed to be Shocha also at the end, and that is one is supposed to be Choshish for Edvarov. So the Mechaber brings down a second of it. The first opinion sounds like you only bow with the Shliat Tzibur at the beginning. Modim Anach Nalach. The second over here, opinion over here causes the Mechaber is you bow at the beginning and then at the end of Modim Derabanan once again. And then the Ramah says V'yesh Omrim Shomer Akol B'Shchia Achas. All Modim Derabanan you say B'Shchia Achas while bowing. The whole time Modim Derabanan, and then the Ramah is made V'chein HaMinog. That is the Minog to go ahead and bow from the beginning of Modim to the end of the Mod. Okay? Marina Marbein Harav Shlita. Why is it by Modim Derabanan Dafko? What's the reason the Shitas that hold either the bow, the beginning and the end, and or to Akol B'Shchia Achas? What's the difference by Modim Derabanan? According to the Ramah, that says the minhag is to bow the whole time. Why? Why is Dafko by Modim Derabanan? We also say Shem Hashem over here. Dafko, we really zokef b'Shem Hashem. Over here, we're not going to be zokef b'Shem Hashem. Okay. But there's Shem Hashem at the beginning, we say. But it's not been the context of a bracha. Uh-huh. But why over here, Dafka, the Bishocha, the whole time? You don't see, generally we jolly bow at the beginning of a bracha and the end of a bracha. Lama kan hakol b'shchia achas. Since there's no siyum bracha, it's all like one long bracha. It's like one long thing. Therefore, it's hakol b'shchia achas. And if I remember correctly, the Rav told me that that's the correct minhag to be shocha from the beginning to the end. Yes. Unless you do like the gun. If someone's misayim the bracha, if someone's misayim with the bracha at the end, so therefore it's like any other bracha beginning and end, so it should be shocha beginning and end. So according to the Gaon, it's pashut that he would also say to bow at the end of the bracha also? Okay. Okay, so let's clarify what the Rav was saying, is that over here, you see over here they have different opinions to bow. The beginning and the end of the bracha, so he says that's understood based on the Yerushalmi that you would be end of bracha. You start with the bracha and it ends with the bracha, just like other brachas that we have at the beginning of the first bracha. Shmona Esrei, so we bow at the beginning and the end of the bracha. So too over here by Modim Derabanan says all you're saying, you have a beginning bracha and an end bracha, so you're going to be shocha at the beginning and shocha at the end. But according to the Ar Minhag that we always end off in Baruch Kelo Da'os, and we don't actually have a bracha at the end, that's why Maureen Rovira Nevinzel explains. Based on this, the Truma Sadesh is saying it's all one long thing. It's all one long bracha, okay? So therefore, it's not really ending with a bracha. Therefore, it's Hakol B'Shchia Achas. You bow the whole time, and that is how the Roma it says is the Minhag. And even though you look around today, it does not seem to be that so many people go ahead and do it like the Roma. Nevertheless, that's what Marino Rabbeinu Rav Shlita said, that is the correct minhag. If you look inside, over here, in Sif Katan Hay, he brings down a dissenting opinion. He says, the Bach Kat B'Shem Rashal Sheizkov Ma'at, Kishomar Hashem Ad Sofo, V'az Yichra. Okay, you go, you have to come back, you come up when you get to Shem Hashem.
I can't let shono. However, once again, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ve'olam noagin kamo shkata v'ramah. The minhag is like the Ramah says. Okay, so at some point, I don't know in history, well, anyway, you see the Ramah is made, that was the correct minhag. The Mishnah Berurah is made, that the correct minhag is to bow from beginning until the end. And that's how Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shlita says is the correct minhag, to bow from beginning until the end of Modim Durabana. It might be a chiddush to some of you. See over here, black on white. Okay, what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shlita pointed out, that if you hold it, you say a bracha at the end also, then it's a shchia only at the beginning, and only at the end, like the second opinion over here, the mechaber, okay? If you look inside the bir halacha, hakol b'shchia, this is a bir agra, okay? Which is the same gra that we just said, that you end off with a bracha, katashetz ein sarach lichol rak ad shata Hashem Elokeinu, ve'achar kach yizkof. He says over here, the bashel over here, you bow at the beginning, and then you get up at Hashem Elokeinu, like any other bracha, you always get up at Shem Hashem. Okay, but Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shlita points out in Divar Masla, Agra Kotov, and this is what the Rav just made here also, Hagra Yolai L'shitasho Shetzarech Lachtom M'shem. The Gra is L'shitasho, that you have to end off with Shem Hashem, and therefore at the beginning of the bracha, it's like the beginning of any bracha, that you get up with Shem Hashem. V'lachin Yishcha Rak B'tchilo B'soch. The Rebbeir Halacha doesn't mention this, but Rav Nevzal is pointing out over here that also the girl is going to say the bow at the end, like the second opinion, like any other bracha, that we start with a bow and end with a bow. So that is coming to me, Masbir, the different shittas over here. And perhaps surprising to some people that the minhag, both, according to the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevzal, to go ahead and bow from the beginning and the end till the end of Modim Dirabbanan. Okay, fine. Now, Sif Beis. Im Ein Shav Kohanim, if there are no Kohanim in the Shul. Okay, Omer Shliach, or that same matter is if in Chutz La'aretz, where they don't say Birkas Kohanim on a regular basis, they only say it on Yom Tov. I'm Yom Tov in Masaf. Im Ein Shav Kohanim, Omer Shliach, Tzibar Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Barchenu v'Avrochah, Mushashas. Then the Chazan goes ahead and says, you know that we have the Nusach that we say, the end in place of the Birkas Kohanim. Vani avarchem, the sheet of the mechaber is to also say at the end, Vani avarchem, the Mishnah Berurah points out, and see cotton set, to see cotton test, uminaginu kayom shalom, rak ad shalom, agad avram, v'chein mashma biragra, and that's why Nusach Ashkenaz does not say Vani avarchem, okay, v'ein ad tzibur onim achrav amin. The tzibur does not say amin after yiracha, Hashem yishmracha, yer Hashem panem alecha, v'chunak, yisa Hashem alecha, yasem lecha shalom. They do not answer amin. Ella kein yiratzon. Rather, they say kein yiratzon. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sipkatun yidalef. Kein yiratzon lomar. Acher sof bracha gimel. According to the first opinion, you only say kein yiratzon at the end of the set of those three brachas. Yiracha shem yishrecha. Yiracha shem alecha yichah. Yisa shem alecha v'yasem lecha shalom. Only one time kein yiratzon. Da'kol inyan echad u'shemesadosh yaser b'tivlasam asher kohanim omrim. V'yesh onim kein yiratzon acher kol bracha. And those who say, and this is the minhag olam, is to say kein yiratzon after all three brachas. Okay? Why do we do it? Go ahead and why kein yiratzon and not amen? Look at Sifkon Yud. The amen lo shayach ki'im kishaona acher kohanim mevarech. To say amen is only, you're saying that should be true based on the kohanim. We're saying amen to a bracha that you're getting from the kohanim. Masha ein kina shliat sibur she'ino omer derech bakasha. The shliat sibur is not giving us the reason. He's not mevarech otano because he doesn't have the koach to mevarech. So the koach has only been given to the kohanim. Only thing he's doing, he's being mevakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should bless us just like he blessed us. Yivarchinu Hashem yisbarach bebracha she'akonim yivarchin. That the bracha that the kohanim give, that we should be blessed with. And therefore you don't say amen, we just say yes, it should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Kein yiratzon, it should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will to grant us the bracha that the chazan is asking us derech the kohanim. Ve'ein omrim alokeinu le'oseinu rak bezman sheroi leberkas kohanim lisa kapai. Points out the Ramah, we only say the Nusla Velkeinu like Yavaseinu, only the time where it's Roy to say Birkas Kohanim. Okay? Mincha, not on a Tanis Tzibur, we don't say Birkas Kohanim. Therefore, Chazar has a Shas, we don't say Elokeinu like Yavaseinu. So when is it Roy to say Birkas Kohanim? Okay, we'll get there in a second. I'm sorry. One more thing before we get to the end over here. It says, V'nogu Lomar, B'Shacharis Sim Sholom. The minhag is that Shacharis, the Chazar has a Shas, he's ending off after Modi Rabbanan, the end of Chazar has a Shas, Sim Sholom. The minhag is a chachas they seem shalom. V'chein kol zman shomar elokeinu le'oseinu. Anytime you're going to have birkas kohanim, according to the first opinion, you're going to say seem shalom. Aval b'lav hachi matchilim shalom rav. But without that, then you say shalom rav. Okay, you say shalom rav.
meaning any time, according to the first opinion in the Ramah, this is the minhag in Chutz Laaretz, that Sim Shalom goes after Birkas Kohanim. Any tefillah that has Birkas Kohanim, he has Sim Shalom. So it's a Shachris and a Tanis Tzibur, which is really right for Birkas Kohanim, they also say Sim Shalom. But other than that, you don't say Shalom Rav, including Mincha on Shabbos and Chutz Laaretz. That's why they say Shalom Rav. There's no Birkas Kohanim, so they say Shalom Rav. The second opinion, Veishmatchilim Sim Shalom in Mincha Shal Shabbos. Some say Sim Shalom at Mincha Shal Shabbos. Ho'el Ksi Be Be'or Panecha Nasat Elanu. Because in Sim Shalom we say Be'or Panecha Nasat Elanu with a lightened face. You gave us, what is that referring to? Shiat Torah. It's referring to giving us the Torah. And therefore, since we have Kriya Satorah and Mincha Shabbos, Shekoyim and Mincha Shabbos, so therefore, anytime there's Kriya Satorah, we're also going to say Sim Shalom, and that's the one Nafkamina. The only time we're going to have Kriya Satorah without Birkas Kohanim is Mincha and Shabbos, and therefore, the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael is like the second opinion over here, that Sim Shalom follows Kriya Satorah and not Birkas Kohanim. So that's the Nekudas Machlokas between Minhag Chutz Laaretz versus Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Now, there are other Minhagim also. Minhag Svard is like the minhag of the Arizal that is quoted over here in Seikot in Yigamol. Sidor Arizal, Kot of Liolam Sim Shalom. You should always say Sim Shalom and not Shalom Raf. Okay? You should always say Sim Shalom and not Shalom Raf. Okay? And therefore, some have that minhag to always say Sim Shalom in the place of Shalom Raf. Last thing over here, though, is what about you mess up? What if you say Sim Shalom in place of Shalom Rav, or you say Shalom Rav and then Sim Shalom and you realize in the middle? Did the ever you're going to be yotze either one, since you end up with the same bracha, you're going to be yotze. But let's say in the middle you realize at mincha you start saying Sim Shalom, or Shachar, so you said Shalom Rav. What's going to be the did? Look inside Bir Alacha Divar Masel, Abu Balav Hachi, the last Bir Alacha in Chelag Aleph. He says, Zim Nizkar Beboker. Kishitchel Shalom Rav, Kodem Shamar, Baruch Ata Hashem. You realize in the morning, when you started Shalom Rav, before you ended off Baruch Ata Hashem, Avarech HaZamah Yisrael HaShalom. Eshra di yachzer v'yom sim shalom. It's perhaps you're supposed to go back and start sim shalom again. Umitam shkatab v'kod leinim z'yarech ha-shashat zibor. At the end of the day, you're going to be missing out on bracha. Sim shalom has a longer nusach, more bracha. So you should go back and say the correct nusach. Avol lehefech. But if it's the opposite, you start saying sim shalom in a place where you should have said shalom rav. Eir lo kein be'erev, meaning a mincha. Or a ma'arev. V'amar sim shalom. Afilo im niskar kodem shamar baruch ata Hashem. Even if you realize before you said baruch ata Hashem, nearer the ain't start last, so you don't have to go back and start saying shalom rav at this point. Timchi mishum shahosi bebab kasha migra gara, because you started asking for extra bakashos in the time when you're minig to say shalom rav in case of sim shalom. Okay, so you said extra bakashos, no big deal, and just continue and go at it with your sim shalom, and you don't have to go back and start shalom rav in that case. So that is the last bir halacha over here. That's what comes out in halacha lemaisa in terms of sim shalom and shalom rav. Ad kan for today. Yashar koach to everyone.